Yeah, good evening, Net, and good evening, everyone on the net. Yeah, a little bit. It's been a long time, but, you know, it begs the question, when you say just an HD, I assume, do we get to put a Yagi on that HD? Because that changes everything. And Darren stole my thunder a little bit. I was waiting to say, the nulls can be very valuable in tracking something down. You got to know that that's what you're looking at, but... we used to use this one way back in the day. We take the HD and we stick it out in front of us with the antenna down, and then we would, you know, spin around, and you know, the null would be where your body would be. I mean, it exactly as he pointed out there. And you know, and also when you do have a Yagi, and you know, you're starting to get swamped, if you don't have an attenuator, it's more likely you'll have the Yagi. Remember, there are some pretty significant nulls on a Yagi, and if you can know those about your antenna before you deploy, you can sometimes use those with much greater accuracy than a lobe. A lobe is designed to be pretty broad, whereas a null is generally very, very sharp, so it can get you a little bit more precise. But you gotta practice with it and know when you're looking at the null. Anyhow, with that, I'll turn it back to Net. Good stuff. Everything's sounding good. W8FU.